Number 20. I teach communication at an American university. Some courses are large lecture courses with 200 or more students. The teacher lectures and the students listen. They may ask questions of the teacher if they don't understand. Other courses are smaller, and there is more interaction between the teachers and students and among the students. The teacher might lecture part of the time. However, students also do activities and have discussions about the topic of the class. My communication courses are the latter type. On the first day of class, I always take attendance, calling each student's name. Students tell me what they want to be called. For example, some students use their middle names. Other students have nicknames. A student named Elizabeth might want to be called Liz, Lizzie, Beth, Betty, or Betsy. At the beginning of the course, I give students a syllabus. It explains the purpose, content, schedule, textbook, evaluation, class rules, etc. I explain each part carefully because this is a contract between me and the students. The syllabus includes a list of assignments. Before each class, students are required to read a chapter from the textbook. If they don't read the assignment, they won't have the information that they need to participate in the class. There may also be an assignment for students to do something. For example, one topic we study is persuasion. Students might be asked to bring a magazine advertisement to class and explain how the advertiser is trying to persuade the reader. The class meets for an hour 3 times a week. I usually start with a short lecture. I don't repeat everything that is in the textbook. Usually, I emphasize a few of the important points, give some additional examples, and perhaps give information on a related topic. After that, students work together in groups. There may be discussion questions over the content of the chapter. If the topic of the chapter is communication between people of different cultures, there might be discussion questions over their own experiences. If we are discussing business communication, I might give them a reading about a business, and they draw a diagram of the communication networks in the business. I hope that this type of class not only helps students to learn about communication theory, but also to see how it applies to their own lives and to different situations.